Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, call 206-402-0100 and enter PIN number 161329#. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. And now, here's Dee.
I love that. I always feel like Johnny Carson. For those of you that remember Johnny Carson, here's Johnny. Hi, everybody. I'm coming to you today from Shreveport, Louisiana. Good God, is it hot. It was 110, I think, here yesterday, but it's the humidity, you know. But boy, the sweetness of the people sure do balance out the weather. So we've had a good time here, and now I'm going straight on to South Carolina for another con and working out at the same time how I can fly in and out to do this wonderful guest star that I just booked. So, you know, guys, I'm just saying, if you want a good example of our work, your teacher's it. I'm just trying to keep up with myself, you know, and that's a belief that I've noticed that I have, is that I have to go into overwhelm when all of my creation starts taking place. Somehow, in my little girl brain, going into overwhelm means I'm doing better with all the stuff I'm doing. So I'll tell you what has helped me considerably in the last month, which is every time I start going into that place, I just stop and I go, okay, Dee, today you are absolutely where you're supposed to be. Everything is unfolding perfectly for you in this moment. Stay in this moment and enjoy this moment. And it really does work, guys. It really does bring you back into balance. And one of the big things that the channel is harping on me to remind you all of is, please put it up on a post-it someplace where you see it every morning. I am the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of my life. They just keep harping on me that that's so incredibly important right now. I am the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of my life. Okay, the other thing I just want to mention to you again, I am urging you to pick up the book, The Well-Lived Life by Gladys McGarry. She's a 102-year-old holistic doctor, and it's an amazing book, you guys. It teaches all of our principles in different ways, different words, but very powerful. I mean, you know, I know all this, but I was just really moved by how she puts things together, and it's simple, you know? Like she tells this story about this alligator, I guess it had, well, eaten a lot of wealthy people. And so anyway, they had a decree out to get this alligator, and they did, and they killed it. And I got to read you this. As they were picking through the muck in its stomach, they found something else, a turtle. It had turned stark white from the time it had spent covered in the acidic contents of the crocodile's stomach. My father marveled at the sight. Then something even more shocking happened. The turtle began to move. It stretched its head out of its shell, slowly, as turtles do, rose to its feet, and lumbered away. Imagine it from the turtle's perspective, my father would crow. He sure didn't foresee a rescue. When things look dark and you're tempted to give up, remember the turtle and hang on. Just a little longer. I love that story. You never know how things are going to work out. Your job is to keep yourself in alignment so everything can work out. When you are in alignment and know what you want through love, you will magnetize to you what it is you want. Okay, can I go to the callers? No. Lovely. Okay, I'm supposed to go. All right, well, I was doing some work for myself while I was sitting here. And they want to bring this forward to everybody. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So obviously not the belief that's going to get us what we want. When I value myself, I always show up and come through for myself, and so does everybody else. That's our direction. That's our belief. We invoke the simple formula of flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Now, can I do it? Yes, now. Oh, my God, my life. You got to love it. Okay, we are going to the callers. And Miss Adele, you are on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have two questions, but I do want to say to everybody, you know, I picked up Dr. Gladys's book, and I'm halfway through. And I know a lot of the things, but she's just so simplistic. And she just puts it in a way that's just so fun to read.
Yeah, doesn't she? I, as much as I teach this and live this, I just got it on kind of a different level. And yeah. I don't even know how to explain it. But good for you, Adele, that you went out and picked up that book. Good for you. What can I answer for you?
Okay. I have a question, which is kind of a strange question, but going to my love place, I'm a little confused because it doesn't have to be like with like something that I love in my life now, like dancing or, you know, person, place or thing or whatever. Can it just be, I mean, I just love stillness and I just love, so any place that I love, whether it doesn't have to be,
that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Okay.
Because I love being with God. I love being with my inner child, you know. So it does, it can be anything that just brings you joy and love brings you joy.
Correct.
Okay. And my other question is, my body is still not wanting, you know, like vitamins or anything like that. And I'm feeling like it's more in balance, or I'm absorbing better, or maybe I'm not absorbing as well. So I didn't know energetically if you could check on that.
Okay. What exactly do you want to know?
Well, you know, like, I'm not taking calcium. I'm not taking multi. My body.
What
is
do you
saying,
want to know, Adele?
What do I want to know? I want to know if this is okay to do. I mean, I'm just trusting what my rhythms are saying. So.
Okay.
Am I on track? Because I'm just going with the flow.
Physically.
Yes.
Are you, that's what you want to know. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is the highest way we can ask the question now that we actually got to what it was.
Okay.
I say you are on track physically, it goes to no, but there's only one. Okay. They want you to, and this is for all of us, including myself. Thank you very much. They want us all to tweak the way we look at vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. Because need is not the highest word. You see, need automatically brings a lack of into our...
Because I know that basically our bodies, you know, they don't really need it. Just like sometimes just, you know...
Enhance is the highest word, Adele.
Oh, enhance. Okay.
Enhance is the highest word. And there's one supplement. Supplement's the highest word, yes, that could enhance your, that's the highest word, vitality. So energy and vitality. There's so many. The first thing I heard was vitamin C, but when I say that's the highest ascorbic acid, I'm not a doctor, don't understand the difference between vitamin C and ascorbic acid. I thought they were the same thing, but the channel's saying there is a difference. So when you talk to your holistic doctor or whomever you're working with, ask them to test you not on vitamin C, but on ascorbic acid. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. They're perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. That's all I'm getting, baby Kate. Thank you for calling
in. Okay, thank you. And thank you that I love it when you have me get really clear, you know, because I don't realize I'm doing it. And afterwards,
yeah.
I'm just so appreciative, you know.
And Adele, it was a great example for everybody because, guys, that's what pretty much we're all doing. You're not clear about really what it is you are asking and what you want. And the more clear you are and match it with love, the faster you create it. All right, Diane in New York, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Okay, so a couple things. I love Stephen's opening. I told him on the got my name. So it's fantastic. I love the change.
Thank you.
And I love what you brought in. I also bought the book immediately when you suggested it. So really enjoying it. And I have not gotten to the turtle story, but what you shared is aligned with my question is what does the channel, when we're conscious creators, say about like a miracle. I would say the turtle story is, in some ways, in my mind, when it came up, a miracle. And like Adele, I am seeking vitality. I want vitality. I want perfect health. I'm balancing masculine and feminine. I'm consciously creating, but I have things that I'm not sure are physically possible to change. So I'm not trusting that a miracle is possible. So what's the channel saying about that?
Well, it says, pardon my French, guys, but this is what the channel said. Bullshit. I swear to God, it's exactly what I heard. And
I love it. I want to hear it.
Well, you can't want health and have health.
Want
do you understand? I your words are, I also want to create health, which means you're not creating health. And it's such a thin, fine line, but it's the line between whether you're successful in your creation or not. Look, having a miracle is the same thing as having faith, is the same thing as naivete. It
so
is.
What am I missing?
What you're missing is that you think you're missing something. So if I want to be an actress, I'm not an actress. When I know I'm an actress, then I'm an actress. Do you understand?
I do. So what's in the way of my knowing?
Your fear, sweetheart. Your fear and your focus on what's wrong. Guys, if you're focused on what's wrong, you're going in the wrong direction. Okay? What's right with me? What's beautiful with me? Where do I shine?
Yeah.
What feeds my energy? That's a big part of this book that I'm recommending to all of you. What feeds your energy and what depletes your energy?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you have the thought, gosh, I wonder what's wrong with me. I wonder if there's something I could do to fix me, if there's something I could do to make me better or healthier, then that's not the same vibration, frequency, and thought of, I am perfect health.
Right. No, and I do understand that, and that's been my direction.
Well, Diana, when I say you understand it, it goes to no. You think you understand it, and this is for all of us, guys. Listen. Everybody listen. We think we understand it mentally. That is not what is going to give you your knowing. To mentally understand something is like learning your timetable. But when you really understand your timetable, it's when you understand that you need one peach to feed each of five people at the table. So you need five peaches. Then it becomes a reality of understanding in your life. And they're saying that is the biggest challenge right now, is getting the difference between I've studied, I know this stuff, to this is who I am. I am the state of health. She's got this great exercise in this book about going into kind of a meditation and seeing whatever it is that will clean up, if you will, the health challenge to make it fun. So you guys know I have a slight case of essential tremors, which, if you believe this, and I don't, is passed down through my family. So I thought, well, I'm going to try that when I read it in her book. And I closed my eyes, and I saw a little vacuum cleaner. And I saw a little vacuum cleaner running through all my nervous system and my brain. And I said, oh, I'm picking up my tremor trash. I'm just sweeping up all my tremor trash. And I have to tell you, this has been the easiest signing I've done in months and months and months. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. But I'm not putting worry and negative energy on the essential tremor. And that's okay. The difference I want you guys to grasp, okay?
All right, that really helped.
Yep. All right, thank you. Good, Diana. Good. Yeah, I can tell from your vibration you got it that time. That's where we all got to go, guys. Kristen in Canada, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. In hindsight, wish that when Stephen asked me where I was calling from, that I answered I was calling from the belly of the crocodile.
Yeah, that would have tied in really well.
Oh, man. I have been nomadic since July when I returned from a season overseas, and so I've either been camping or pet sitting. And I'm currently halfway through a two-week pet sitting job that I was really looking forward to, and it's turned into a nightmare. And I'm wanting to get... I am getting so clear on what I don't want. I recognize that.
They want to give you one thing that if you shift it, it will help you in your manifestation a lot. We're going here, 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3. We have a little theme going here. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. What is it that you want, Kristen?
I want to have a clean home that is mine to myself. I want to go back to university full time to get my BA in world religion and culture. I want evidence of my abundance in my bank account. I want the channel to tell me what core belief I'm running, that I keep finding myself in other people's physical messes.
Well, the first thing that came in about the last question was you keep finding yourself in other people's messes because you are not creating your own space. Does that make sense to you? That doesn't mean just a physical space.
Yeah.
You see, guys, if you're in reaction to the people around you, you're not creating you. And so if you are leading a nomadic life and everyone that you meet and every challenge that you're faced with, you can detach yourself from and go, wow, okay, this is what's going on here in this situation. Why did I magnetize this to me? What can I learn from this? What could I create that would put me in a happier space, right? But there's a conflict in you, Kristen. It's literally, I want to be here, I don't want to be here. And hold on. I believe it's with your father. 0-5, 0-1, 2, 3 years old. What comes up when I just say your dad at 3 years old?
I'm a survivor of incest.
Okay. So,
and that was the peak.
What do you mean, the peak?
Of the abuse.
Oh, at 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting us to go here.
Well, I don't know why. How often do you listen to the show?
I do. Okay. I do. Who knew that the belly of the crocodile has a basement?
Gladys McGarry. So anyway, let's stay on track
yes,
here.
Yes, please.
So pretty much all your life, the channel is saying, you've wanted to be here, and you've not wanted to be here. So what you want to be clear about is I am 100% choosing to be here, and I am honored and respected, loved and cared for.
Oh, I love that.
By all energy.
What a gift.
Then you can find your own place. Then you can be comfortable being at home, and they're putting that in quotes, at the university. You see, you've been kind of running from one place to another place to another place to make sure you're safe.
I see that,
yes. Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you so much for the gift. I love that affirmation of I am 100% yep. choosing to be here. And
yeah.
honored, respected, and loved.
And exactly, because that's what you're in fear of. And look at your relationship, baby. You can't have a relationship with a significant other if you are in fear that they will rape and misuse you.
Thank you so much,
right?
My friend.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you. Wow, well, that was valuable for everybody. All righty. We're going to Wendy in New Jersey. You're on. Uh-oh. Wendy, are you there? Oh, no. Hold on. I goofed up. I don't know what this switchboard's doing. Megan in Seattle. You're on. Maybe somebody
clicked
off. Hi, babe.
So I'm a college athlete, and I'm going to be contacting the NCAA to request an additional year of eligibility to compete. And I'd like to ask the channel for advice on my best approach to be successful in that, since I don't have as much documentation as I would like.
Okay. Well, so within that one breath of a sentence there, you said, how can I get what I want and be accepted when I don't have enough to be accepted? I mean, that's kind of what you said. So you see how the positive is fighting the negative?
Yeah.
Like, so I want it, but I don't believe I have enough to get it. And so according to the channel, when you get that into alignment, then everything is in alignment for that to see its way through to you. But again, you know, guys, everybody said to me, don't go to New York. Nobody knows you. You don't know anybody. I said, yeah, thanks for sharing. But so say thanks for sharing. I know that I'm capable and have everything to offer to do this. And whatever else you need to get in place, get it in place. Whatever you can. Did I answer your question, Megan?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I think it'll work because I have a lot of like...
No, that doesn't... No, no. I think it'll work is not having faith that I know it's delivered unto me.
Okay. Because I have like
can
three
you
different...
Feel in- So. Feel into the difference of that, baby. I think I have, and you know, I am clear that I am complete, and I have created this already.
Okay.
Okay. Can you feel the difference in those two places?
Yeah, feels more calm.
Yeah, one is knowing, the other is hoping. Very two different things, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I couldn't quite tell from that vibration if you got it all, but Iris, hold on. Here you are. Hi, babe.
Heidi, well, updates. I have created a very beautiful practitioner to work with to help me get into balance, a functional medicine nurse practitioner. This is what I was asking for, someone to kind of like bridge the conventional medicine and help me.
Okay.
And because I share finances with my partner, I'm having a little bit of sticker shock around what it will cost to work with her.
So what's your question?
Well, I've been playing with, I'm doing this, I'm creating it, I'm making lots of money around it, and I still feel, while I was waiting to get it on the call, I guess the word guilty comes up. Like I feel
okay, so
guilty.
Now you've gone into a whole different thing. We started out with a holistic practitioner, but what is it exactly you're trying to create? What's your question? What do you really want to know, Iris?
What do I need to get into alignment to feel good about the money it will cost to work with her?
Okay. See the channel thing? That's really not where we're going. Hold on, this page.
Oh.
Yeah, one. Yeah. The place that we're really going is I can never be God. So when I say Iris knows that she is God, that she is the creator, no. See, you've got to say, I am perfect health and wellness. I am in balance of masculine, feminine energy. Feel into the joy and excitement of feeling great. And then you are in alignment to magnetize the money to you and to choose to do that because you love your body. That's a very different vibration than, oh my God, how am I going to get the money because I need to do this because maybe I won't be okay if I don't do this. And I want you all to feel into what I'm doing today. That's what the show is all about. Is the difference in the vibration of knowing and hoping. Can you feel into that, Iris?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, two different sure. things. Absolutely. I'm not going to go out on stage, guys, if I don't know that I can do the play or the musical that I'm stepping on stage to do. But that's energetically what we're doing. We're standing off in the wings and going, oh, my God, can I do this? Oh, my God, the lights are coming up. Can I do this? Oh, my God, I've got to walk out on stage. Can I do this? And that keeps you stuck in the wings. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as a performer, that's a good example for me.
Have you even asked her if there's a payment plan? Have you asked if your insurance would cover any of it? Have you asked any of those things?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. And?
Well, I'm waiting to hear back about the insurance. I don't think it will, but I'm still going to ask. And then she...
Yeah, okay, stop right there. Yeah. Stop right there. That is what you need to get into alignment. I don't think it will, but I've asked.
Well, I know I spent an hour on the phone with my insurance just about the stuff they should be covering. So
yes, but I'm talking about what vibration you were in before you called the damn insurance agency. Guys, get yourselves into joy and love and alignment with everything you want. That's your first job. And then watch your life get easier. Okay? Testing it, Iris. That's your answer. And that's pretty much everybody's answer that's calling in today. They're hammering us over the head with it. All right, baby. Thank you for calling in. I always love talking to you. Okay, Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Great to talk to you. I have a close friend who, while she was recovering from surgery, lost her husband. And I was wondering if there were any messages I could pass along to her from her husband and possibly a dog she lost in December. Her name is Chris.
Any messages that she can pass to him?
No, that he can pass to her.
Oh,
her husband's name is Tom.
Okay. This is, you know, when I ask, this is always the first thing they give me. I love you. Move on.
Okay.
I love you. And I'm telling you, I've talked to so many people on the other side. I love you. Move on. Be happy. Be powerful. Go do what you want to do. That's what they want for us.
She was very bad off the first few days. I think she's made the turn and is ready to rebuild her life without him there.
I mean, that's a very clear choice. I go on or I give up.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, a bunch of the actors here at this convention, we all went out to dinner and somehow somebody asked me about my healing work that knew about it. And we got into this whole discussion of perspective. Guys, again, your perspective literally creates your life. And, you know, my father visited me after he committed suicide. And said to me, it's not your fault, Dee Dee. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm learning what I'm supposed to learn. Your job is to go on and be happy and be successful. But most of all, be happy. That's what they all want for us. So,
yeah.
And doggies too. You know what else, how close did the dog, it doesn't matter, they're yelling at me. The dog is there with him.
I wondered if Minnie met him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So they're hanging out together. They're having a good old time. Her job now is to keep creating her, okay?
Yeah. With her daughters and her new grandson. So she's got a lot going for her. So
you bet. You bet.
Thank you.
Okay. You bet, Kathy. Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, yeah, that's tough, and I can't get Kathy off. Hold on. This switchboard is weird. Okay, Susan in Niagara Falls. Hold on.
Again.
I'm trying to get you. Yep, there you are. Hi, what can I answer for you, babe?
Well, I'll go right to the prop. What to the what I'm creating, which I'm not enjoying at the moment, so I'd like to enjoy my creation more. So I'd like to do some work with that. So what's happening,
well,
and what has happened is it's a sleep issue. I've not been sleeping very well.
Okay.
So three nights ago, I didn't sleep at all.
Susan?
Yes?
Are you drinking again? Be honest with me.
Beer, that's all, and very little of it. And only because I wasn't able to sleep. So, yes, I had a beer last night.
No. They want to stop you right there.
Okay.
The alcohol doesn't help you sleep. Actually, studies prove that alcohol disrupts your sleep.
Okay. It's going down the drain then. It'll go down the drain. As soon as we
Energetically, why you can't sleep. She is at the highest place yet. She's but give me a song, any song that pops in, please.
Que sera, sera.
Yeah. Let the shit go, Susan. And I'm going right to your son. What's going on with him again?
Jehovah's Witness, basically.
What?
His religion.
Okay. Can you let it go?
Yes.
And that's why I would love you to read this book. She has such an interesting take on, you know, is that where I want to put my energy? Is that feeding my energy, or is that depleting my energy?
Yes.
The well-lived life.
Yes. Yeah, I'm planning to buy that next month when I have the money to pay for it. I can't afford it right now, so I have to wait to the first of the month.
Okay.
And then I'm buying
whatever.
Yes.
You're learning a lot from us talking about it just here. But I want you all of us, to stop and go, is this feeding my energy or is it depleting it? Does it excite me? Does it make me happy? Does it fulfill me? Does it make me feel good? Then I'm going to put my energy there. If it doesn't, I'm letting it go. You understand?
I do.
That's the highest thing around your not sleeping. Okay?
Thank you very much. I love you so much. You know that.
I love you too, baby cakes. You know that. We go back like forever here, Susan and I. Okay, Davina in Texas. Yeah, there you go. You're on.
Good afternoon, Awesome D.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. Okay, so I'm a turtle too, and I'm in I could be in the alligator, but I don't know for sure. I have my eyes closed, and I am like
what's
seeing
your
fish.
Question? What
is
your
the
question?
Stuff that I'm seeing a lucid dream or something along that lines, or is it really something that's spiritual that has significance?
Both.
Okay.
Guys, everything in your life has significance. They want to know what you're in fear of, Davina.
Being told I'm crazy, that, you know, it's all in my head, even though it is
what's
in my
all,
head.
What's all in your head?
All this, what I'm seeing and feeling and, you know, I can feel like when someone sits on the bed and there's nobody there, but I can feel that motion.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
So
the next time that happens, I want you to say, for any energy that is around me in any way that is not in alignment with divine love, I command you back to the light to be turned back into light and never to invade my energy space again.
And so it is.
Okay. I thought we had had this conversation once. Have we not? I had it with somebody.
Yeah, you had it with me, but then it's gotten more intense. So I just, yeah.
Yeah, but when I say you're directing it back to the light, I get a no.
No, because at this point I was trying to just sort of have a conversation with it to help understand what is its meaning here. And so
what its meaning is it's trying to get you to focus on loving yourself more. So if something puts you in fear and you go into fear, that's not a match to self-love at all.
Okay.
Every morning you get up today, I love myself unconditionally.
Okay.
And really feel into your love place for yourself, baby. Okay?
Okay. I've got a new baby coming. It's a little black and white Pomeranian.
Oh, my God. Well, that'll be your joy place right there, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, let me know when it comes. Send me a picture, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. All right, guys. I am late getting down to the floor now, but I would have rather been with you. So I'm feeding my energy by being with you on the show. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Come on, guys. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thank you for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.